Leaping across the divide between majority and minority cultures here sometimes means crossing the language divide, something commentator Bill Harley has attempted.
On my answering machine, there was a call from the language teacher at a school I was going to visit in Oxnard, California. "We're looking forward to seeing you next week. We especially hope to hear a story in Spanish, like you promised last time." Oh, great, I thought. One of my well-intentioned promises. I'd been at the school 3 years before. It was 70% Latino, and I'd made her the promise in my halting Spanish. The teacher had nodded enthusiastically, the kids had smiled, and I'd forgotten. There is nothing like a deadline. I got to California and found the 4-, 5-, and 6-year-old stared up at me from the front row, trying to figure out who this white guy with a guitar was and what he was talking about. It was clear to me a lot of them didn't understand my stories and songs in English. They looked around the room. They talked to their neighbors. They watched their teacher. When I asked them to clap or use hand motions, they did that. When I made faces, they laughed, all visual cues. There was enough in what I did to keep them from acting out. But after 20 minutes, they began to get restless. I put my guitar down. "Había una vez, no había ni una estrella en el cielo. Not one star in the sky," I said. It got dead quiet. It was like somebody had called all of their names. They stared at me, then looked at each other, trying to figure out how I knew. They sat still and quiet. I told a story. It was a story I've told in English 1,000 times about Coyote and the stars. They laughed when other kids usually laugh in the story. The Great Spirit said, "Tome las estrellas, ayude los animales." Coyote dijo, "No, I don't want to." "Sí." "No, sí." "Give the stars to the other animals." "No, no quiero." I forgot words. I needed help. "Oh," I said, "how do you say Milky Way?" A second grader answered, "Milky Way." "No," I said, "en español." A teacher offered, "La Vía Láctea." It was 10 excruciating minutes. I was conscious of my mistakes. Some of the teachers and the older kids smiled at my obvious ones. Sometimes the kids didn't understand what I was trying to say. They tried to help me. At the end of the show, the kids got up to leave. They filed out quietly. As the first graders were going through the double doors, one broke away from his teacher. He ran up to me. "Hey, mister," he said. "Thanks for talking in Spanish." "De nada," I said. "De nada. Thanks for listening. I didn't do very well." "You'll do better next time," he said philosophically. "At least you tried." My teacher says, "That's the important thing."
Singer, storyteller, and songwriter Bill Harley lives in Seekonk, Massachusetts.